Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Terry McLaurin and the Commanders are not close to a new deal, according to Albert Breer of MMQB this weekend, working with SI. Adam Schefter today was just on ESPN on Pat McAfee's show, and he gave some details. The numbers he threw out there are that McLaurin's camp's looking for plus side of $30 million, which makes sense because DK Metcalf got 33. The Commanders are looking at guys like Mike Evans, whose AAV is actually 20.5 on his deal, but he's about to make 24 and change, and they're going, dude, 33 is a lot on this market. You're $2 million away from Justin Jefferson, who just got paid a year ago. We can't do that. And by the way, that would be my argument. I would just kind of stop there. Like, Chase resetting the market at 40 this offseason is absolutely going to be what his agent is using to their advantage, as they should. But if I'm going to Terry McLaurin, I'm going, Justin Jefferson just signed for a couple million, like $1.5 million more than you're asking for. You go back and look in the mirror and tell me that makes sense. Now, both things are true because they right. both are out there. But I'm sorry, dude. Justin Jefferson with his hand tied behind his back. Yes, you know, over my guy. I love Terry McLaurin. But give me a break. Now, not how it works. It's your turn to get paid. I'm going to take care of you. You are the man. You're Mr. Commander. You do everything the right way. So in the end, would I end up paying him $30 million? I would. Would I pay him $31 million? Yeah, 32 is kind of where it gets hairy, but I think that's what it's going to take. So, yes, I'll probably end up paying him $32 million, but I am right now holding strong because why wouldn't I? It's June 30th. I'm telling him, hey, 25 is where we need to be, buddy. And in the end, if like my hit, you always say, what's your walk away point?
Yep.
My walk away point would be the Metcalf contract, which he's going to
33.
Right, which is way too much. It's a terrible deal to give him. But I have the luxury of giving him a bad deal over the next couple of years, which I would front load as best I could, because Jaden Daniels is not getting paid yet. And I think by the time Jaden Daniels starts getting big money, McLaurin's contract will be done anyway.
I think it's smartly put. So two things to me. One, I'm going to play some hardball here, knowing at the end of the day that he'll play for me and it'll end up working out, right? So I'm not just going to do 32 right now this minute, right? I may end up probably going to that point, but I would try to avoid that, which is what the team's doing. So that means you don't just, you're climbing all over yourself or each other to sign a contract that's probably not a great deal for you at this point. Everyone's got to walk away grumbling a little bit for it to make a lot of sense. And McLaurin's camp, this is their last chance to do this, right? If he signs another contract after this, it'll be much different. It'll be one of those Larry Fitzgerald lifetime achievement deals. Maybe it's a, you know, an Art Monk signing somewhere else towards the end of his years. This is the last big prime window where he can cash in at the top of the market. So he's trying to do that. That's very reasonable to me after his career season. I would too, by the way, right? So I get why it's not done yet.
One other important number we've got to throw out there is that McLaurin made 23.2 AAV on his last deal.
Mm-hmm.
Take your own job. when you did that, you know, whatever that number was, and then you had your best year and you seem to be ascending and now you're ready to go put up better numbers than you were before and you were making that, you want a pretty sizable raise. They're coming to you with what is the NFL equivalent of cost of living.
Mm-hmm.
If they're saying Mike Evans money, Mike Evans makes, you know, on average, this coming year, 24 and change, like $1 million more than Terry's AAV. So he's saying, no. I'm due a raise. I just had my best season. You guys just saw what I'm actually capable of with the grown-up quarterback. His number this year is 25 and a half. How could you possibly try to sign him again at 25 if Schefter's floating that number? That's not how business works. I need a raise. I need more money, which is why I think it's going to be way closer to 30 when this thing gets done anyway. So it isn't that reasonable. He made 24 last year, 25 and a half this year, that they would go to him and say, 25 is where you should be. But this was Schefter on McAfee.
No update, which is the update. And that's the problem. The problem is, with this particular situation, I think Terry McLaurin is going to argue that we've seen other wide receivers who his numbers are comparable to, like Jamar Chase and T. Higgins and DK Metcalf, get paid over $30 million a year this offseason. And I think the Commanders then can say yes, but Mike Evans, who also has had comparable numbers, is at $24 million.
Let's go to Vince in Maryland to get started here on the phones. 800-636-1067. What's up, Vince? How are you?
What's good, guys? How y'all doing?
Hey, buddy.
So I clearly get all the points that are being made, and my biggest thing is, if at the end of the day we sign a Terry, Terry's not getting traded, we're going to give him his money, why do the song and dance? Like, that just feels so – it feels so not what we're supposed to be in the, under this new management and new GM. And, like, we're supposed to be the guys that say, this makes sense. Let's do the make sense thing right now. Let's invite the family to the cookout and make them feel good. Like, why play the song and dance if we're going to get what we're getting? Because we're not moving on from Terry. Terry's going to get his money.
Well, if the reality is that at the end of this, he's 100% going to be here and signed, which I do think is true, then that's an interesting point. Let's not play games. How's this going to end? Let's just start there and end it.
Because I don't see this, though, as a Hendrickson Cincinnati thing where people are saying nasty stuff. If we get to that point, then I would probably be more in line with that. This, to me, though, is just the standard bit of negotiating. It's not in the team's interest, even though they love the guy. We're all having a love fest, but you're still not. It's not in your best interest to pay the guy $8 million more against the cap each year for the next several seasons.
And that
right?
would be my rebuttal. Would be it's just business. It's not personal, because the new regime does things correctly and operates in a family friendly way. You could absolutely still be doing that while he's not being paid. I saw a clip on the internet recently where someone was saying, you know, when it comes to service, basically, we grade things on whether or not we get what we want. No, that's the idea. Like, you have to give me what I want, or else I'm going to say I don't like that place. Like, you call an airline and say, hey, I've got a flight for tomorrow. I need to change it to today. And if they don't let you, then you're mad. But that's not always the case. Mm. Like, when I call in and say, hey, I got a flight tomorrow. I need to change it. If you just say, can't do that. Hey, we don't do that. Sorry. Can't do that. And over again, and I hang up. Now I hate you. But if I call in and say, I got a flight tomorrow, I got to change and get out tonight, and the person goes, yeah, we're not really allowed to do that, but let me see what I can do. And they look, and they're like, ah, no, that's not going to work. Let me go talk to my boss. And like 30 minutes later, you still can't do it, but they talk to two people, and they're very apologetic.
And they tried to help
you.
Yeah,
it just makes you feel like they understand your situation.
Yeah.
They might be doing it that way. It used to be maybe that they go, nope. You're not as good as Justin Jefferson. And maybe they're showing them all the plays where you almost are as good as Justin Jefferson. Like, I think it could be said that the front office is, in fact, doing exactly what he's talking about. They're doing everything the right way by making sure that they don't overpay guys, just to overpay them, which was a thing many, many years ago. Hasn't been in a while, because I think the last group was pretty cheap, actually. Let's go to Jay in D.C. What's up?
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Jay. Anyway.
What number is your walk-away point?
This is what's so... Because it sounds like I don't value Terry McLaurin when I start saying these sorts of things. But I would try... And this is oversimplifying the cap, right? Where I'm sure you can look in an AAV, it says 32, but it actually plays out more like, you know, 26 or 27 in certain years with the guaranteed money and void years and a bunch of things that don't make sense to me. But just for the sake of argument, I wouldn't do the Metcalf number. I would go, that's too high. I think Pittsburgh made the wrong signing there. There are too many players that are too good who are making significantly less than that. And they didn't sign their deal 7 years ago.
Right.
Like, they were just in line. It's not like, you know, that's a, you're basing stuff off 3-, 4-, 5-year-old contracts that are towards their end with a totally different CBA, different salary cap and everything else. There's a bunch of guys in this range of 27, 28, 29 million bucks. I would happily negotiate to that point. I would get there.
Looking at the poll right now, and it's our Metropolitan Moving and Storage poll of the day, Team Terry or the team, if they are around 25, 26 versus 32 or 33 million and the two offers are what they're looking for, 60% of respondents are Team McLaurin, which I don't think surprises me.
No.
Because he's got several years here, beloved by the fan base, the front office that everybody thinks can't do anything wrong, and understandably they're one for one. I love Peters as much as anybody. But as much as they're, don't question them, benefit of the doubt, leave them alone. People did the same thing with Ron Rivera, by the way.
Yep.
It just so happens that Rivera was incompetent, and this group is not, and Peters is actually good. But they did the same thing when Rivera won a fake division title with 7 wins. It was in Ron we trust. Now it's in Adam we trust. But you've had a longer track record with McLaurin, and you just have, nobody's got an Adam Peters jersey right now. So I think more people will side with McLaurin, even if the team's idea is the right business idea. Black and white, no relationships, emotions involved. The less you can pay him, the better for the team. And when you look at the numbers, as you said, the Steelers' contract with Metcalf is not good. Jay in D.C., let's try it again. What's up?
Hey, first time, man. Thanks for taking my call.
How about
again? I'm Team McLaurin, and I'm not against Adam Peters, but here's my thing. I kind of agree with the first call event. You know, why do the song and dance when you don't need to? I come from this angle. Terry, he's one of our, he's homegrown. Since we drafted him, he bought by the world in his third contract with us. And the 30 years I've been scan saying, or 40 years I've been scan saying, I don't know how many players we actually signed for a third contract. So he's one of ours. We know what we can do. So, Grant, I hear you when you say, you know, the market value, you don't want to overpay. But we pay what he's worth to us. And that's what all that matters. I don't care what DK Metcalf, I don't care what Jared, I mean, Chase and them get. I don't care what none of them getting paid. We pay him what he's worth to us. And so, to me, I think 30, 32, that's just right on the money. And like I say, we have the money.
But what if you're offering 30 and he's saying he needs more? Like, is there a point where you go, what if he's saying 34? And then you try to meet him in the middle of 32?
Yeah, I'll say, hey, come on, let's split the difference. We always, there's always a point where we say, hey, that's too much.
What is that?
We're not going to give him a blank check. For me personally, I say around the 31 to 33, that's that sweet spot. Maybe 34 tops. I don't know if I'm going to go past 34.
So it sounds like you and I are in lockstep on money. I just wonder, I have a hard time realistically thinking Terry McLaurin would want more than, or would need more than 33. In a world where Justin Jefferson's AAV is 35. And I got a tweet from someone here saying, the AAV is probably not the important, it's the guaranteed money. Well, it's all important. The AAV matters a lot because cap numbers are related to that, and where do you get your cap numbers and your AAV from? A lot of that is, you know, it works together with the guaranteed money. But if you're looking at guarantees, Chase got 109.9, Jefferson got 110, Lamb got 100, Metcalf got $80 million in total guaranteed money. And fully guaranteed, like at signing, was $60 million, which is kind of the more realistic number. A.J. Brown, $51 million. So maybe McLaurin wants $60 million in guarantees when Lamb got 67, Jefferson got 88, Chase got 73, and Washington's going to him and going, well, you know, last time you got $34 million in guarantees. You look at a guy like D.J. Moore got $43 million. He's asking for 60. You know, that could be where they're really far apart. Higgins got $30 million in guarantees. Half of it, I'm just saying hypothetically, if McLaurin's asking for Metcalf money, half of what McLaurin might want. Ayuk just got 45. I can't give you $60 million. Again, the Metcalf contract is crazy. It really screwed them up.
Yeah, Pittsburgh looked very desperate when they did that. And sometimes you do those kinds of deals when you are desperate. See Cleveland and Deshaun Watson, for example, is one that everyone goes, okay, this resets the market. And the league was going, no, it doesn't. No, thank you. No one else is doing that. No one's coming close to that.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.